So wrestling has definitely developed into a more fully rounded entertainment industry. Being a legend yourself, what do you think of so many of these wrestlers now transitioning to film?
Well, you know, I was one of the first guys that was doing movies back in the day. I've done three different movies, one with Michael J. Fox called Live with Mikey.
Yes,
I've done one with Jim Carrey and Danny DeVito called Man on the Moon. And then the blockbuster that a lot of people don't realize that I did was I played Sheriff Jackson Cole in the huge smash hit Girls Gone Dead. What are you laughing at? Why are you?
No, it just sounds awesome.
Yeah, right. It's pretty awesome. It's showing on Showtime right now, as a matter of fact. So if you get a chance to check it out, you'll get a good laugh out of it. But anyway, you know, it's cool. I mean, it's just like a next step. Of course, I don't know if there's ever going to be anybody that's going to equal what The Rock did in the movies.
Sure.
But, you know, it started, I guess, with Hulk Hogan with that part in the Rocky movies, and then it is just a natural transition. We got so many guys, so many talented guys in the wrestling business that would be excellent in the movies, and now with the WWE having their own film department, it just makes the pathway easier to get to get into that field, you know.
Sure. So where did you get your start? What appealed to you more, the sport aspect or the entertainment aspect when you got your start in wrestling?
I'd say probably the entertainment aspect, and the fact that just going to the matches as a fan, it wasn't like, you know, I always looked at it in a different light than if I went to a baseball game or if I went to a football game. When I went to wrestling, it was, to me at least, more about entertainment and more about being entertained than it was watching the competition. Like if, you know, if you go to a baseball or football game or something like that, and you know you're worried about who's going to win. When I went as a fan to watch wrestling, I didn't even care who was going to win. I just was caught up in the whole the characters, the personalities, and all of that sort of stuff. That's what really appealed to me.
Yeah. Well, I guess yeah. Especially with your you had some time with Andy Kaufman as well.
Right.
Would you say that kind of started as a real feud, or would you, like, I know there's been kind of speculation on the internet whether it was real, whether it was fake. I think you did comment at one point that it was an act between you both.
Well, there was never any real animosity between Andy and I. I mean, he was a huge wrestling fan, had great respect for me and the business. Andy and I were the exact same age, and he never, in all the almost 2 years that we worked together, never referred to me ever as anything other than Mr. Lawler. It was like I would get on to him. I said, look, Mr. Lawler's my father. Don't call me that, Andy. Okay, I want Mr. Lawler. And it was just like, that's just the way he was. He just, I think the wrestling probably influenced Andy's career and his personality. When he was a youngster, he watched wrestling like I did, and he was a fan of the bad guys. He watched the guys like Nature Boy Buddy Rogers, and he told me he was fascinated by the fact that somebody could go on television and intentionally try to make people dislike them. Rather than, you know, most people want people to like them.
Right.
He said he would see these bad guy wrestlers trying to make people hate them, but they were still popular. And so Andy incorporated that into his act. I mean, he hated being called a comedian. He said, I've never told a joke in my life. He said, I'm a performance artist. And he liked just doing things that would get a reaction from a crowd. And he actually enjoyed getting a negative reaction more so than a positive. And that's why, you know, that's why I started doing the wrestling women, just to play the bad guy role. And then it evolved into he and I having a match. And our whole thing just came about in the fact that Andy was sort of kind of dropped into my lap as a great gift, and the fact that he wanted to be involved with wrestling, and he came down to Memphis, and we put him in there with the women wrestlers and everything. And then after a couple of weeks, you know, it was so popular and drew such big crowds, I just selfishly was thinking, I got to figure out a way to get the rub off this big Hollywood star that we got here in Memphis, Tennessee. So I proposed to him the match, you know, having a match with a man, and he said, first said, oh no, I can't do that. I just I can't do it. I'm not physically able to. So, you know, I came up with the idea of matches that we could have, and then it evolved into going on the Letterman show, and a lot of this stuff that people thought was all planned, in reality, Andy was just such a genius.
Yeah,
it wasn't. It was just almost like improv. I mean, the stuff, everything on the Letterman show, half the stuff we did at wrestling, it just happened. I mean, you know, we just kind of did it. We're working together, yeah. But by the same token, it wasn't. We didn't sit down and say, "Hey, I'm going to stand up and slap you," and you know, and on the Letterman show.
That well, was both never, of you collaborated never, and created one of the most iconic moments in TV history. So, I mean, it was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they just had a thing in Rolling Stone magazine last month. It was like the six. And that was what it was called, the six most iconic interviews in the history of Late Night with David Letterman. Yep. And Andy and I was in the top six.
Oh, I believe
time,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty memorable. Without a doubt, Andy was the greatest thing that ever happened to my career.
Well, hey, we thank you so much
thank
for your
you
time.
So much.
Yes.
Can we get a picture for the site?
Sure.